Welcome back to the Nosebleeds podcast.
I'm Chris Witt, and with me, as always, is Mr. Adam Schmidt. Adam, how are you today, sir?
I'm good. I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Can you hear?
Yeah, if I take these off, you're fine.
We're gonna figure out how to make Adam's earphones work. I don't know how or when, but I'm gonna make it happen today. Keep them on because I'm gonna make it happen.
All right. Hey, there it is.
Is it on?
Yep.
Okay, good. Then don't move. Okay, nobody move. Yeah, freeze. Adam, we got a little podcast today, bud. We had the NCAA first round of the NCAA first two rounds of the NCAA tournament. A little NIT tournament action we had, and we have opening day coming tomorrow. When this comes out, it'll be either the day of opening day or the day after, one of the two. And it's one of the biggest days of the year in Cincinnati.
Yes, sir. Yes, it is.
But before we get all to that, my friend, this is spring break week for my kids. So we did a little Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday trip to Norris Lake, which is like Lafoyette, Tennessee or something like that.
Okay.
There ain't nothing in this town, bro.
Really?
Like, you can't go anywhere to eat. There ain't nowhere to eat.
What?
I mean, we brought a ton of food with us because we knew that it was how it was. So had a nice little weekend. You know, we had brought some our little blow up kayaks. I've talked about that on the podcast before, right? We bought some blow up kayaks. They're like that real thick plastic material. Like you could take a knife to it and it'd be hard to break.
Oh,
but you got to blow them up and a lot of fun. Good time. Get a little fishing off of them. You know, it's not like those ones that aren't real sturdy that make you fall off of or whatever. It's nice sides on it, stays afloat real well, put two people in it, got some fishing in, didn't catch a daggone thing. But so my girl's birthday was during this trip. They turned 8 years old on Monday. We were gonna go to dinner on Monday, decided not to, because we went down to this one of the marinas, many marinas at Lake Norris or Norris Lake or whatever they call it.
Okay.
And apparently it's not in season, so everything's closed. All the restaurants and all the marinas are closed. And we called, and one guy answered one of the restaurants. He was like, "Oh, I'm not open yet. I'm hoping to get open probably 2 weeks just for weekends for a little while. Just doing pizza. But the only thing you're going to get right now is a couple Mexican restaurants."
Okay.
And we're like, "All right, well, you know, let's go." So
get an enchilada.
Now we know we got to call everywhere because everywhere's closed.
Mm-hmm.
Call down, got a nice little Mexican joint. Go hit the place up, and you know, you're in Tennessee. Like, you're in the heart, you're in a small town of Tennessee, right? You're in the South. It ain't nothing but, you know, you still see Confederate flags when you're driving down the road. Like,
yeah.
You're in, like, this is where you're at, right? Like, one house is this huge, beautiful home with farmland and cows and all that, and then the next five are junkers with cars, like 15 cars on blocks and garbage everywhere, just in, you know, and a mini horse. And it's crazy. So, you know, it's little small town, right? Everybody's a little country, which is all good. I love that, man. I'm a country bumpkin, bud. I'll tell you right now.
Oh, yeah.
I get it. For some reason, my voice changes a little bit.
Sure.
When I get down there, I'm like, "Hey, y'all doing? How y'all doing?" I'll be like, "Oh, thank you. So appreciate that, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am." Yeah, you know, I get a little bit of that going on. I'm always very polite. Get a little twang in the voice somehow. They all still know I'm from up north. They go, "Oh, you from up north in Louisville?" I'm like, no, ma'am. Even further north than that. But I can get my south on a little bit, right? South for me.
Yeah.
I got a little Louisville accent I can get, but I can't get deep South Tennessee. Anyway, we sit down to eat, and there's 14 of us. So right away, it's like, these people, you know, that's a lot of people, right? It's a lot of folks coming in.
Yeah.
Now I'm sure they get it all the time because they're 15 minutes from the lake, and you know, it is what it is. So there's a decent crowd of people there. It's Taco Tuesday, dollar tacos, baby. Let's go. Awesome waitress, man. She was so good. She didn't speak hardly any English at all. Couldn't understand her or us, but she had twins that were 17 girls as well. So she was trying to tell us all about them and just ended up showing us pictures because we couldn't understand her. Got all of our food right. Not a single person missed anything food-wise.
Awesome.
Bills totally screwed up. Like there was French fries on one of the bills. Nobody had French fries. Like, I don't know. It's pretty funny.
They have French fries at Mexican restaurants?
Apparently this one does. So this, and it was good. It was a nice place, man. They had all the stuff. We did the birthday thing for the girls. They got sombreros with the fried ice cream, right? And all that kind of stuff. It was a good time. So we're sitting there, middle dinner. Our dinner hadn't got there yet. Just having the chips and salsa. Tall Dos Equis, little lime. For some reason, Mexican restaurants, the tall, when they ask you if you want a short or tall, it's like a 74-ounce beer that they give you.
Grande.
Yeah, you got to like stick your hand in the handle and your hand on the other side to take a drink of it. Anyway, just sitting there, and old man comes up. Hey, y'all doing, fella? We'd just like to give y'all families a little something here. Each family, I'd like to give you a pamphlet here, give you a pamphlet. Obviously, this dude's coming around giving you the God stuff, right?
Okay, I was gonna say Jesus, right?
Yeah. It's all 100% Jesus. Just spread the word. We want to make sure, Jesus loves y'all. Jesus loves you and gives you. All right. So my niece has her boyfriend with her. Okay. Now he's a black fella.
Okay.
So we're getting looks from the time we walk in.
Sure.
And this guy didn't know how to take it, right? So he just wants to give it to the families. Okay. That's it. So he comes down and I said, I'll take one of those. Yes, sir. Please, will. I said, thank you, sir. Held on to that little, got my little, it's a little brochure. Okay. Hands one to my sister-in-law, hands one to my mother and father-in-law, hands one randomly to my oldest niece, who's by herself on the other side of the table, and looks at those two and doesn't know what to do and goes, are y'all family? And it's a little awkward, but whatever. He just hands it to him. So he gets out. And nobody opens the pamphlet. They all just put it down and get a little kick out of it. You're down south. People just want, once you spread the word of Jesus, right? Amen, my friend. It's move in love, right? Move in love.
So this wasn't one of the "Are you ready for hell" kind of Jesus guys like that you
So
see in front of the ballpark at the end of the
super
night,
nice
or?
guy. Very nice fella, very polite. Just went and he started, and he wasn't just us, right? It wasn't just like, oh, here's some newcomers. No, he just decided before his dinner got there, he's gonna go to the whole restaurant, handed this out to every single person in the restaurant, every family, at least. So everybody puts it down, just kind of get a little chuckle out of it, right? And I pick this thing up and I open it up. Inside the brochure, which is just a God brochure, and to be honest, I didn't even read it, was a piece of hand-typed paper. And I'm very disappointed because I kept mine and I wanted to bring it on the podcast. But it got thrown away. It got
Okay.
thrown away on accident. It was completely by accident. I tried to reach out to all the other family members to see if they had one and could send me a picture of it because I wanted to read it verbatim. I really wanted to read it verbatim because
Yeah, it's a paraphrase.
that would have been perfect. So my friend's name is John, and he left his cell phone down at the bottom and said, if you need help, if you need any help with this, contact me, John, and his cell phone.
Very biblical name. John.
Beginning of it doesn't make sense. Something in blood is how Jesus will save. And whether you're Muslim or Catholic and the Judaisms, and Satan's spawn Democrats
Holy macaroni.
in bold letters, underlined bold letters, Satan's, like he was. So there's a whole bunch of Baptist churches down there, so I assume that's what they were, but
Sure.
he called out the Catholics. I was like, pretty close, man. Like, come on, man. Catholics and the Baptists pretty daggone close.
Okay.
So he called out the Catholics, he called out the Muslims. He called out the Judaisms, is what it said on there.
That's what he said.
Judaisms. Yep, said Judaisms.
I thought you were just
Oh,
doing
but
one of your Facetune deals.
no, this dude's English was terrible and it typed out that way.
That's
Some
perfect.
words just randomly were capitalized, some words weren't. It's just
Oh.
in the middle of a word, just didn't
Oh.
make it in the middle of a sentence, didn't make sense. My man said that they're taking children from the from the wounds of our, they're murdering children from the wounds, and they're allowing this, and they're doing, I wanted this so bad to go over this. Whoa. But it went from, hello guys, how are y'all doing? I just want to give y'all a little bit of spread to Jesus here. You know, spread Jesus is good news, and have a good night. No big deal. We'll talk to y'all later. Thank y'all so much. Very kind. Old cat, dude. Old cat, bro. Old cat. And I look at this and I'm like, what do I do now? I'm like, do I say something? Because everybody put it down. And in my head, I want to talk about this. This is hilarious to me. This is hilarious to me. Oh. But let's be honest. I'm looking around. I'm like, every one of these people are going to be, you damn right, boy. Mm-hmm, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Praise the Lord, Jesus. And I'm like, all right. This is something right. Like, listen, I'm not a Democrat. But I also don't think the Democrats are the spawn of Satan, right?
Oh,
you know, to each their own. You got your ideas. You got your ideas. I don't really care.
The Judaism's on the other hand.
The Judaism's, whoever the Judaism's are. So I'm in deep thought, right? Because my father-in-law, we get into some political mm-hmm. conversations, right? He claims he's independent, which is fine. I think he's a Democrat.
Leans a little left, right?
Leans left. That's no problem. I don't care. We right. I love that man. He is a thoughtful, hardworking, great person. And I talk to him about all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Some of our politics don't match up. Some of them do. I would never call him the spawn of Satan. So in my head, I'm like, yeah. But he also, his first inkling in any conversation is to drive it towards politics, right? Okay. He's our parents' age. Okay, you can understand this. We all can understand this. Our parents are of an age now in that 60 to 70 range, right? Where if I can bring this into politics and tell you why my politics are right and why yours are wrong, then I'm going to do it. Or what if somebody's doing wrong or what anybody's doing right. It's my last thing I ever want to do.
Yeah.
But I tend to do it with him sometimes because he's always pulling it there. He's all immediately. We started talking about NIL. We started talking about the transfer portal and it turned into politics of somehow when we were out there, right? Sure. It's just, and I kept trying to pull it back and he kept trying to pull me in and I'm trying to pull it back and he's pulling me in. So anyway, in my head, I'm going, what do I do right now? I want to tell somebody. So I give my wife a little poke and I'm like, look at this. And I point at it and she's like, oh my God. So now my sister and my sister-in-law's, what does it say? What? I'm like, no, what? So I'm like, all right, here we go. I start reading it and she goes, Dad, you might want to read that pamphlet. And it's getting loud. And I'm like, looking at my wife.
Say,
now I'm awkward. Now I'm like, man, we are not in a like this. Yeah. Look, we can all think whatever we want to think, but this ain't the place to be loud and start talking, right? Like, oh, I'm like giving my wife and us like, hey, we need to bring it down. This ain't our part of the country, right? This is deliverance. You know what I mean? This boy's gonna walk up to me, tell me I got a pretty mouth or something. I don't want to mess with nothing because number one, I don't have a firearm, and I'm 99.9% sure every other one there did.
Yeah.
I don't want to end up in one of them crazy houses that I drove by underneath a tarp. You know, locked away with some pigs or something, right? I ain't gonna do that. So now I'm like, oh boy, now I'm nervous. I'm like, let's just bring it down. Just don't worry about it. We'll talk about it later. I kept saying that. That's what I said the first time when she asked. I was like, we'll just talk about it tonight. No, you got to tell me now. I'm like, oh, we'll talk about it when we go home. So anyway, it got out of that. All right, we were able to. The conversation was going and I was holding everything like, oh my God, I'm looking around, making sure nobody like, cause we can be loud as a family. The good thing is I'm the one that is the loud one in the family. So if I'm quiet, usually everybody else keeps the tone a little lower cause they don't have to talk over me. And my father-in-law was really good about it. And he must've felt the same thing I felt like,
Yeah. You don't want to make a disturbance.
Exactly.
You don't want as much as the guy probably deserves it. You don't want him to like these people are making fun of me.
Yeah. So here. Oh, yeah. Look at these city people. Look at these city folks coming into my town. Right. And he's an old man. Dude. He had to be 75, 80 years old. So I see this little girl and she's sitting at a table. It's four people. Right. It's this young girl. She's probably mid 20s. Early 20s, mid 20s. and three people in their 60s are sitting at the table with them, and they are all backed away from the table, hands on the table, outstretched, kind of rolling, like not trying not to look at her. And she is just reading this thing and looking at them and pointing and talking to the fool. And I was like, well, at least we're not the only ones getting upset about this. Like, yeah, she can, we're going to let her from here. And she got so mad, she got up and left.
Wow.
She got her food. She got up and left without the other three people that were there. And they didn't say a word to her. They weren't even looking at her while she was talking to them. They're probably like, oh, here we go again. Sybil's going to have to say what she's got to say. Mary Lou or whoever, right?
It's either the youngest people or the old. Well, they have to be so polarizing.
Yes, absolutely. So I'm sitting here now. All right, that's all. That things are starting to clear out, right? And so I got to go to the bathroom. I get up, go to the bathroom, and I was gonna pay a check.
Uh oh.
I get up and I see old boy that handed him out. All right, he's with his wife and what I would presume to be his grandson and his grandson's girlfriend or wife. I don't know. They were like 17, 18, 19, 20, somewhere in that little range, right? Very young kids. This boy, he had on the jeans and the boots, you know, not, you know, I saw that dude a minute ago before that. And I was like, man, that's a gay dude right there. My gaydar is going off. When I saw him earlier, I saw him walk by. He was going to the bathroom, caught him. I was like, look at that. That dude is, in my head when I first saw him without seeing grandpa. In my head, I was like, that dude's hiding something, because you could just tell with his little walk. And then I saw him come back, and I saw him sit down, and I saw his foot go under his leg to sit on it. And I'm like, this dude, I almost said something to my brother-in-law, like, you see this dude over here with his sitting on his leg? Like, what is this? I get up, and that's grandpa's grandson with his girl. So I walk outside and I'm trying not to do anything. My father-in-law comes out. I said, did you see old boy and his grandson? No, I didn't see him. I said, that poor guy, he's doing all that because he's trying to get his grandson to understand. You know what I mean? Because it said something about marrying a white woman, marrying women, men marrying men, sure, and all that stuff.
Of course
Of course it does. And I was like, his grandson's queer $2 bill, but he can't tell grandpa. He's got to have a fake girlfriend. And that girlfriend was butt ugly. Like, he was like, I'm just going to find the ugliest girl. She'll just be happy to let me hold her hand. You know what I mean? Down south. Oh my God, grandpa out here, he knows it. He knows it. That's why he's handing them pamphlets out. He's handing them out. Don't be like me. Get to them early. Get to the kids early.
He leaves one under his grandson's pillow and in the bathroom on the bathroom mirror.
Oh, what was his name? It was John or something. Jim, James, James, John, something
like
that.
It's got to be something from the Bible.
Oh man, and I wanted to look up, because it said something about Satan spawned Democrats and killing babies and all this stuff. And then it had Luke 32:15-12. And I was like, yeah, that's not what that scripture is. I guarantee that. But I would love now to read that to see how he may interpreted something from the Bible to make what he said be part of it. I want to know.
John chapter 11, yeah, verse 8.
Yes.
Democrats are gay. And the Lord said,
the Lord said, only a man shall marry a woman. A man shall never marry a man. I think he ever said that you can't. No, I don't remember reading that in the Bible that you can't.
Oh boy.
Actually, I shouldn't say that. I really don't know anything that was in the Bible. And from the day, like from a long time ago, Dad, I know you're listening to this. I don't care. I don't care. I don't. Yes, no, I get it. In the Bible, a man marries a woman and a woman marries a man. But if you don't believe in that God, then go do whatever you want.
Sure.
I don't care. Doesn't matter to me.
No, I don't care either.
Doesn't hurt me.
No.
Just don't make out in public. I don't want a man and a woman to make out in public.
Yeah. Oh, I don't do any public displays of affection because I'm so weirded out by it, and I'm uncomfortable when other people are doing it.
Yeah, like, you want to hold hands, put your arm around them, whatever, that's fine, but just keep tongues in the mouths when you're out in public. That's nobody wants to see that on any side. I'm man and man, woman,
yeah, that's what I mean.
Woman and man, I don't care.
Yeah,
keep it all. Anyway, I thought that was pretty interesting little state of affairs. I wasn't sure where we were gonna end up. I kept saying Aaron, I was like, we don't know where we're at now. Now we, so she started kind of chiming in, like, hey, guys, we'll talk about this later. Like, chill out. We were trying to chill it out quick because
Yeah,
it
it's a good call.
could have got, I mean, words, loud. Yeah, it could have happened.
That's a
And
good call.
I started sizing up these big burly sons of guns all around me on their fourth, giant Dos Equis. And I'm like, I ain't got a chance in this joint, bub.
That reminds me of a couple of things. I have a cousin that moved down there to somewhere in Tennessee, I think kind of near Knoxville, to be with other folks like that. And then the other thing that I was thinking
Oh,
of
he
was,
wanted to be with people of his kind.
yes.
Gotcha.
And so the other one was there was an episode Louis C.K. had a show. He had a couple different shows, but the one his last one that he did, Louis, on FX. He had an episode. It was called something like The South or something like that. And he was doing a show in Alabama, I think. And he went out to like some diner by himself after the show. And there was this like younger girl that like came over to his booth. He was there by himself, came over to his booth, and he's like, she was kind of a little weird, but she's like, I'm such a fan of you. I'm such a big fan of you. And she had the accent and everything. And she's like, I really love your comedy. It's so funny. And then he's like, okay. And he's real nice at first. He's like, and then she kind of like wouldn't let she
Well,
wouldn't go
that's
away or
it. Just
whatever.
that she was hanging out
He's
now.
like, okay, well, thanks. You know, it was nice to meet you. And thanks. I'm gonna, I gotta eat and then hit the road here. So she like goes back to her table and then her big giant brother comes over.
Were you mean to my
Yeah,
sister?
he comes and she gets in the booth and he gets in the booth after her across from him. He's like, my sister's a big fan of you. And he like and he like is like pressuring him big time. And then like he's like and he like makes him really uncomfortable. He's like, okay, and he's like starting to fear for his safety and stuff. So he finally leaves and the guy comes out with a gun to his car and he's like he wants Louis to go back to his sister's house with him or something like that. And so he's like pointing a gun at him, and then some cop that was in there, also just like I think just eating or whatever, came out and like hit the guy in the back of the head and knocked him out or whatever, and then took Louis, drove Louis to his hotel, and for some reason they kissed on the lips before he got. Hey, Louis's like, man, you like saved my life. I can't, can I do anything for you? Can I, can I repay you somehow? He's like, kiss on the lips would be nice. And he's like, what? He's like, yeah, you don't have to, but kiss on the lips would be nice. It's this old like security guard. And he's like, Louis likes it. Thinks about it for a minute. He's like, all right,
Yeah, what's the
I
big deal?
guess. And
I'll
he kisses him on the
repay
lips.
him.
He's like, all right, see you. He's like, all right, see ya. So
So good.
it's so weird, but so
It's
funny.
weird because, and it's also Louis C.K., who is a
Right.
great comedian who can take a probably a really, really odd thing that happened to him and embellish some
Oh
things a little
yeah,
bit and
no
make it
question.
what it is. Yeah, that's so good. I love every bit of that.
Really funny. Oh my God, I would do anything to have that pamphlet. I want to read that
I'm
so bad.
so disappointed. I called my bro. Aaron sent a text to her sister and her dad and her mom, and I called her my brother-in-law, and he starts laughing. He goes, "No, I threw it away." I said, "What? Why are we throwing this crazy stuff away? This needs to be seen and heard from everyone,
need to show everybody.
everybody."
That's so funny.
And whatever, to each their own, right? Like that guy believes, but I don't have to believe that. You know what I mean? Like, that's a little out there. Oh my gosh, there must have been 15 of the same flag. Don't be mad at me, or what was it? Don't be mad at me. I voted for Trump.
Oh,
It
sure.
was all over the place. All over the place.
Yeah. I mean, you see those around here some. It's
Or it's
but
not my
down
fault or
there.
something like
Yeah.
that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, it was something there. Yes,
I think
dude,
that
I'm telling.
started. Yeah. I think that started with who I think when maybe Clinton was president or something. Don't blame me. I voted for Bush.
Oh,
Remember that?
probably, yeah.
That's the first time I ever saw that. Anyway,
Even though I'm not a Democrat, I didn't vote for Clinton when I could vote, and I mean he's the last president to ever have our budget balance. He also
Oh.
really had our armed forces down in order to partially help balance so. And then
Gotcha.
9/11 happens afterwards, and things go all haywire and stuff. And I'm not blaming anybody. I'm not blaming him. We had a balanced budget at that time. We didn't owe, like, we owe trillions of, I don't even know if there's another word after that. It's insane. Gazillions. I think gazillions is what we're up to next.
Don't know what it is. But
So
anyway,
let's talk politics. You want some?
yeah, let's talk
All
politics.
right.
Great.
Hold on. Hold on. Here we go. Ready? Set. Go. GDP.
Oh, GDP, GOP. Wait, what's
Yeah,
the
no, GOP,
GOP is
Grand
the
Old
thing.
Party. Did you know that's what that stood for?
What is it called? What is it?
GOP, the GOP.
It's Republicans, right?
Yeah, do you know what the GOP is? It's
No.
the Grand Old Party.
Oh, that's it.
Is that the dumbest thing you've ever
Oh,
heard?
I thought it was like something
I know,
fancy.
it's so silly. Like, I looked it up one day. I'm like, what is this? I've been, yeah, right. I mean, I vote.
They say that in the news and
Yeah,
stuff.
it's the GOP. That's what it stands for, the Grand Old Party. Yeah,
Oh,
yeah.
wow.
Okay,
Never knew.
Vice President.
Secretary of State.
Okay. How about Secretary of the Interior?
Oh, Secretary of the Exterior.
How about Secretary it?
I was gonna do that one. Let's see. How about can't think of any other horses.
I was trying to think, what was her name? Oh my gosh, what was the woman who was there?
Judge Ito.
God, I don't even know what you call him. It was the dish she was the attorney general. Yeah.
Yeah.
Janet Reno. Janet Reno.
Janet Reno, who was beautifully played on Saturday Night Live by Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell was so good. Knocks the wall down. Okay, so that's the political segment for the day.
There we
I feel
go.
like that went well.
You mentioned Louisville really quick. I just have to say congratulations and very excited to have Pat Kelsey back in the tri-state, the newest head coach at the University of Louisville.
How cool was that?
That's so good.
Man, that is something else. Pat Kelsey, who played I think Chris Mack, that was his first year with Skip Prosser when Pat Kelsey was there.
Oh,
Chris Mack would have been an assistant, I believe,
I see.
which was his first year at Xavier. He played 2 years there. I believe it was two. I think it was junior and senior year.
And then he coached with him
Coached with him.
for a bit, and then they coached at Xavier for a year or two, right? And then
Kelsey an assistant at Xavier?
pretty sure he was like,
Not under Mac.
I thought he was for at least a year. No? Never.
No, never under Mac. He was under but he was never under Mac.
Really? He must have been under Sean Miller then.
Yeah, he was under
Okay.
Sean Miller.
But
Yeah,
never
because
Mac.
he would have went Prosser to Miller.
Yeah. But then
Same way that.
I thought he was still there for Mac for a year. Maybe not.
I don't think so. I
All right.
think by that point in time, he was coaching
Winthrop.
elsewhere.
Okay.
Yeah. Congratulations, though, man. That's a huge
That's
job.
fun.
And though, put in a tough place. That's
I know they're in bad shape.
ever since Patino left there, it has just been. I mean, Patino left that program in shambles. I mean, absolute shambles. Mac never had a chance. The Kentucky guy who just left, who just got fired, what was his name?
Payne, Kenny
Yeah,
Payne.
Kenny Payne never had a chance. Like they never had it. They're given you're. It's like being dealt four cards in five-handed poker.
But you know what? It'd be really exciting to see Pat Kelsey get the coach in the ACC and
He'll get some real good. He's gonna end up somewhere. He's gonna end up. We've said this for a long time. I always wanted him at Xavier. Like I
oh
was big.
yeah.
I wanted him over Steele. I really thought they
Big
were
time.
gonna go with him over Steele. I think a lot of Xavier Nation thought they would take him over Steele.
I still would have liked to have seen him instead of Sean Miller the second time. Sean Miller's great, but
The problem there is Xavier needed a name like Sean Miller after what we went through for 5 or 6 years with Travis Steele.
Yeah,
we needed that. If we would have went to Pat Kelsey, people would have been happy. Xavier fans would have been happy, but it wouldn't have put where we needed to be.
Yeah, that's probably fair. Because Sean Miller was, you know, got to recruit big time players at Arizona, yeah. And you know, he had all that stuff under his belt. But anyway, so good job, Pat Kelsey. And then I think there was something else I was thinking when you were telling that story, and now I can't remember. But anyway, we can move on to kind of brings us right into the tournament. Unfortunately,
yeah, because Charleston, we both had Charleston going pretty far in the tournament,
winning a game.
Oh, I had them winning too.
Okay.
Yeah. So I had them in the Sweet 16. They did not make it to the Sweet 16. Obviously,
they got blown out that first game.
Yes. Shall we take a look and see how we did? We're doing this together.
Yes.
Right. We're in the big, beautiful buzzer beaters brackets.
Yeah.
That's a tongue twister. Adam, what are we gonna bet? Like what does the loser have to do?
We had a very interesting suggestion from our uncle.
Yep, Uncle Danny. Big shout out to Uncle Danny. Came out with throwing flaming darts, bro. My man was ready to give us something for this.
He suggested waxing some part of your body.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're talking about it, you know, in the text thread, and we're like, well, it's got to be something visible. No, definitely not. I don't know. You know, if I could do like a little tiny strip on the eyebrow.
Oh, my God, I wish you would do that.
But that's about it. I mean, I can't imagine doing, or just like a strip in the beard.
Yeah, yeah, I like that. I like that.
But I don't think I'm willing to do the waxing. I'm too afraid to do that. But you know what I was thinking? Another suggestion doesn't have to be the thing. Just another suggestion.
But it's probably going to because we have no other suggestions. So let's go with it. Well, I'm going with it no matter what you say.
I'm thinking the loser has to hold in the air, no support, no this, no on your lap, in the air, a 1 pound dumbbell for the whole podcast.
What? I'm in only because I'm beating you right now.
I know.
That's like
you beat me bad too.
That's like what the Temple Owl has to do. Like he has to have a wing flapping the entire game. It's part of some what do they call those triads or what are they called?
I don't know.
What are the Greeks called?
Oh, yeah.
Fraternity. That's part of the fraternity thing that you have to do. Huh. It's insane. Insane.
So you're tied for ninth in this
bracket. Yeah. And if you go by points, total points, I'm actually tied for second. Total points right now, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, yep. 7, 8 people with 47. And then there's another 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people with 46. I have 46. And if you scan down all the way to number 30, what is it? 30. Adam has 39. Yeah. Your possible points are 167, though, where mine are only 158. My friend, you have a chance.
I need some wins here.
You need some wins, and most importantly, we both have the UConn Huskies the champs.
Okay, who was your final four again?
My final four, I have to look at it. I'm missing one of my final four. You remember I took Kentucky to go to the final four.
Okay.
Yeah, so in the South, I lost Kentucky.
Gotcha.
I had Kentucky versus Duke. And the reason I had Duke there is because I had Duke playing Texas A&M because I had Houston losing to Texas A&M. Houston obviously is but they are really good.
Yeah. Okay. I gotcha. All right. I have UConn, Arizona, Houston, and Creighton. So
yeah, my final,
once we get there, we'll have a chance.
Yeah,
to,
my final four is, I don't even know. Where do we find it at? Oh, final four. That's how you do it. UConn, North Carolina. Is that what you had?
Arizona.
So I got UConn, North Carolina, and I only have Creighton left on the other side.
What do you have all 4 years?
Yeah.
All right, so this could get interesting. Just because I'm beating you now does not mean this is over. You have quite a few more possibilities. Do we want to go over anything about what we did, what we got right or wrong? You got any? Did you pick any of the big upsets? I had Yale over Auburn.
Nice.
I took the Yale over Auburn game. What else did I take that I hit on?
Yeah, I picked that 9 seed Northwestern to beat
Yep.
Florida Atlantic. Big
I
time, big
picked
time
that big
upset.
upset. I picked that upset as well. Any others out there that you got right? Not that you just picked. Oh, I had Sparty. I had Sparty beating Mississippi State. That was a huge 9-8 upset. I did have James Madison over you over Wisconsin.
Nice.
And I had NC State over Texas Tech and Colorado over Florida. That was a 7-10 though. I'm just going over to see if I got any big upsets that I took here. And that's pretty much all the upsets I took that I got correct at least.
I didn't really have any. I
Do you have
mean,
any tens?
Oregon over South Carolina. I picked that one.
What was that?
That was 11-6.
Okay, we'll take an 11 seed.
That was it. That's
I
kind of
got
the
two
only.
12s. I got two 12s in here. I got James Madison and Yale. Oh, Yale's a 13. I got
Yeah.
Yale. Yeah, so I
Yep.
got a 12 and a 13 that I got right.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, there you
Yeah, I don't know. That's it. I'll tell you what, my NIT bracket had Providence winning the whole thing, lost in the first round. All four of the final four teams that I had lost in this at the second round.
Yeah.
Or no, no, I think UC won two games and then lost
And then
Indiana
lost
State
to
last
Indiana
night.
State.
I think that was it. I think that was the only team I had going more than two. I mean, I wasn't even close on that at all. But anyway, okay. So you're in the lead.
And we'll come back next week. We'll have the Final Four ready to go.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Well, moving on from that, the other exciting part of this time of year is baseball starting up.
It's my favorite.
Chris with the Reds hat and the Reds gear, all
Got all
red.
ready to go.
Yep.
Opening day tomorrow. Neighbor texts me a couple days ago. Hey, bud, I have two opening day seats available. I'm selling at face value, $90 a piece. It's a, for bleacher seats.
Oh.
Yeah, that's okay though. I bought them anyway. Me and my wife are going to go to opening day.
Hey,
Yeah, how
nice.
cool, how nice is
That's
that?
very
Very
nice.
excited. Very excited.
Yeah. You guys have been to an opening day together before, yes? Can you think back 25, 35 years, however long you guys have been together, and
15.
15?
Married 15.
Yeah, married 15, together 35, right? You guys
Something like
dated for
that.
a long time before that.
No, just a couple years. I don't think we have ever been to an opening day together. I don't think so.
About that.
Might be the first.
Nice.
Might be the
Happy
first.
15-year anniversary.
There you go. Appreciate that.
Good. They have a big parade here in Cincinnati, and it used to be the first game every year on the slate. Now it's in some other country between two teams that while everybody else is still playing spring training games, and but anyway,
The
it's
cool thing is we will always have a home game on opening day.
you I think.
It's in some that it's written out. It's in something.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's there's something that we will always have we will always have a home game on opening day.
Okay. Why
The
not?
only team in baseball that is guaranteed a home game on opening day.
Good. Good. So that's good. And then we play Washington, which is not good.
No, no.
So good.
So should be a nice little hopefully a good way to start this wire. And Not sure if we're going to be able to see the rest of this.